Can a nation be born again? Find out on today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Pastors George and Terry Pearsons. Join them as they expound on a prophetic word shared by Brother Copeland that will help bring understanding and hope for the future.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearson, senior pastor here at Eagle Mountain International Church on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Joined today and all this last week with my wife, Terry.
Oh, praise God.
My wonderful, beautiful, going on, 38 years of marriage wife, and just totally happy about it.
Oh, well, praise the Lord. Just aim to please.
What a week that we've had.
And it's been great.
And I so appreciate Kenneth and Gloria, our parents, for allowing us to be on this broadcast and share with you. We've been talking, Terry, all week about 2015 prophetic words, the importance of the prophetic word. And you can go back to kcm.org and watch these over and over again. You can watch the internet special that Terry and I did. It's a half hour special. It's just a compilation of a condensed version of what we've done all week long that you can share with friends.
We did that so you can reference it easy, but also so you can share.
Right.
And say, look what we heard, look what we found out about, and you can electronically then just share that very easily.
On the Monday broadcast, you talked to us about the ministry of the prophet, the importance of the prophetic ministry. Then on Tuesday, we talked about the word from the Lord, 2015, the year of the open door. On Wednesday, we talked about Jerry Savelle's word from the Lord, visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations. Yesterday, we talked about the year of the overcomer. We are overcomers. We are the overcomers. And today, we want to share a word with you, which I believe is extremely important where our nation is concerned. This word was delivered by Brother Copeland on November the 4th of 2014 during our election coverage that we had. And what a mighty, powerful word. This is a new birth for America. So let's take a look at this, and Terry and I will be right back with you.
The dominating power and authority of my word is very plain and very obvious in the scripture. I made certain statements calling things that be not as though they were. I said a virgin would give birth to a child in the city of Bethlehem. And my word dominated the heavens and the earth and peoples in the earth for over 700 years until that child was born in Bethlehem at the appointed time by the appointed virgin, and the Son came into the earth at the exact proper time.
Yes.
I have spoken certain words over this nation. They will come to pass. They are coming to pass now, saith the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And all of the things that Satan has attempted to carry out in order to stop my voice in the earth has come to naught. For I said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all nations, and then the end shall come, and not before. It's coming to pass.
Yes.
And this nation is the cradle of that message. It has come out of this nation, the revelations and the changes that have taken place. And over the years and centuries that have gone by, I've called upon this nation to be my judgment arm.
Wow.
I've called on this nation to be my voice. I've called on this nation, and many, many of your sons and daughters have answered my call and laid their lives on the line, and I do not forget that.
Hallelujah.
So here, my people, hear my voice. Yes, the door is open.
Door's open.
Repent and come through it, for I have a plan, and it's the blessing plan, and it's far greater than anything you have ever seen before. I have a new birth for this nation.
Oh, glory.
I have planned a nation that right at this moment, you really don't have any concept of what it's like. For think back to 1770, 1771, 1772, 1773, and a new nation was being born. But do you think that the men of that hour had any concept of what this nation would look like 100 years from that time? No, they had no idea. It had never happened before. Hear my words, America. I have a new nation in my heart and in my mind, and you don't know what it looks like. The door is open. Step through it, and together we will bring a new nation on the earth, a one nation under God that trusts in God. And there are those that would say, how could that possibly come to pass? It can come to pass because I am God and I change not. And my plan has already been planned before the foundation of the world. And you listen to me and you walk with me and together we'll see it come to pass.
Thank you, Lord.
But for all of those that will turn their back on what I am doing now, you will be like those of old that get trapped in the desert, and your bones will fall in the desert, and you will not experience the greatness that I have in store. But I have a people.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have a people
yes.
that have humbled themselves and have turned from their wicked ways. And I have more and more and more that are seeking my face.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, I'm easy to find. And I've raised up people throughout this nation, and I have a people all over this earth that are praying for the United States on this in this very hour, that are holding this country up before me because they realize they need this nation also.
Thank you, Jesus.
So these are the days of your deliverance. Rejoice.
Praise God.
And be glad because I have given you your nation back.
Glory.
And the manifestation of its new birth is at hand.
Glory.
So rejoice and lift up your head and be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you.
Praise God.
Glory, to God.
Glory be to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. A Hallelujah. New birth for our nation, Terry.
When he said that, it just was such a, think of it.
Yeah.
The concept.
Yeah.
That a nation could be born again. You know, this nation was founded on the Word of God, and we are born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God.
Yeah.
Anything is possible in God.
I just sense such a change sweeping across our nation. I sensed it last November, and it's just gotten stronger and stronger and stronger. And even though we see on television places that seem to be erupting with fires and protests and things like that, we've started training ourselves to look at that and say, there's a revival for that.
That's right. There's an awakening.
There's an awakening
There's
an for
outpouring.
That. There's a move of the Spirit for that.
Even those little medicine commercials, there's a healing for
there's
that.
There's a healing for that.
There's a miracle for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've started as I pass people sometimes or I see somebody, there's an answer for that.
Yes.
There's a miracle for that. I think it's important before we go any further, George, maybe we should have done this at the beginning, but we're talking about America. We know we're talking about America, and we know that there are people watching outside of the United States. But most of you are aware, and those of you that aren't should be, that America, to much degree, is the government political arm of the body of Christ. It's the expression of the church among the nations. God intended it for that. It's one of the purpose and calls for this nation. And it affects and supposed to be standing up, built
right.
on established
right.
on righteousness.
Right.
And even around the world, it's been on pretty shaky ground in the last few years, but to think that this is a Christian nation. Poor representation of it at times, but that's what God is
yeah.
changing.
Yeah.
A new birth of a nation will, in a moment.
In
something. Well, how can that happen? Because He's God.
Yeah, that's right. And where the nations are concerned, the nations that are watching us right now, those that are outside of the United States, this word speaks to you. It says, I've raised up a people throughout this nation, and I have a people all over this earth.
The earth, that's right.
That are praying for the United States in this very hour, that are holding this country up before me because they realize they need this nation also.
Yep. And when America takes her place, there's just something about righteousness.
Yep.
You know, it's like the teacher walking yep. into the classroom and the kids are acting ugly. The teacher walks in and everybody straightens up. Amazing. Or mom or dad walk into the room and the kids straighten up. When America stands up righteously, there'll be a lot of other nations that will get right
yeah.
and act right, straighten up because
yeah.
the anointed example is there. And of course, there are some right now that have been behaving
wow.
stronger than we have, but we're going to get it right because God's going to do it because the church is rising up in righteousness. Even in some places, if it doesn't look like it, the word of the Lord is.
Yeah.
We have to believe the word of the Lord.
This is all connected to these other words that we've been talking about this week.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the year of the open door.
Yeah.
We are stepping, this nation is stepping through an open door. We've talked about the year of visitations, manifestations, demonstrations, and the great I Am is visiting this land.
Yeah.
And there is a sweeping, a cleaning, a purging, a reposting of people in offices that is taking place. I mean, it's a clean sweep, This outpouring of the Holy Spirit, this great outpouring that is going on right now is happening in the United States.
I believe I have a word here, and that is to those who are trying and continuing to try to separate government and the nation and politics
Mm-mm.
from God and the move of God and saying, well, I think you should have freedom of religion. Just keep your religion in the church. Not this religion.
Mm-mm.
It's not really religion. Relationship with God. America was born, created, established in this world. Yes, there were people here before Columbus or any other. Yes, but they weren't established as a nation. God did that. And people in the name of Jesus, on the Word of God, with pleasing God, worshiping God in their heart, established this as a nation unto God for His purpose. And you have to stop saying that. That's working against the plan
mm-hmm.
of God
mm-hmm.
that God has for the nations and that God has for all the people of the earth. It's plan for the church, plan for the nations, plan for Israel. And only God knows how to work those three together
yeah.
and bring it all together
yeah.
to one big plan.
Yeah.
And you can't say that anymore.
No.
You can't say it anymore.
Uh-uh.
It will never change if we say that. But change comes when the people of God say, this is the way it will be, and bless
That's
God
right.
no other. And this nation belongs to the church. It doesn't belong to the Democrats. It doesn't belong to Republicans
That's right.
or independents
That's right.
or atheists. It doesn't belong to them. It belongs, God gave it
yeah.
as a place, an expression for the church. And He did it that way so that the people could be blessed, even those that aren't in the church. When I say the church, the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He did it so everyone
yeah.
could experience the blessing yeah. and the goodness. When the righteous reign, the people, all the people rejoice. Good things happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a political party that's going to save this nation.
No.
It is an awakening.
Unto God.
And we are here to tell you that the awakening is here.
Yep. Yep.
It's here.
And you know, how do you wake somebody up? I mean, this mate just doesn't want to wake up. You know, like, what would you say, seventh graders? Whoo, they're the toughest ones.
Yeah,
how do you wake? What do you finally have to do? A couple of different things. You shake them. You know, we used to shake the bed, wake the kids up, shake them.
Flip the light on.
The light comes on. Think about these now in light of the Word of God.
Yeah.
A shaking, the light comes on.
Yeah, glory.
And when all else fails, what do? You a little cold water.
Yeah.
Well, the waters of the Spirit are not cold, but that splash of water, there is a flood, an awakening, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit right now that's happening in this nation. To save the nation, run to God, yield to God, let God flow in your services, in your homes, at your dinner table, in your life, at your workplace, everywhere. Let the Spirit of God flow, and it has this reverberating effect. We are the nation.
Yeah.
It's not the nation over there and the church over there. We,
we are
the heart of this nation. And if we will awaken unto God, look what will happen.
There is an awakening taking place right now in the churches, in the church.
Yeah,
and
there
they're waking up to the power that the church has and what God wants to do with the church. He spoke to me when I was in South Africa speaking about our church. He said, I want my church back. You know, talk about I want my nation back.
Right.
He said, I want my church back. Jesus said that to me. I want my church back. We were getting ready to preach to a group of pastors and ministers, and the Lord spoke to me and says, I want my church back. He said, I want signs and wonders and miracles. He said, I want the healing and miracle ministry of Jesus back in the church.
What did he say? It had been swept in the, what did he say? That had been swept in the corner, pushed back. Oh, look at you.
I want my church back. I want signs, wonders, and miracles reintroduced into my church. I don't want them just in a one-time year conference or special occasions. I don't want healing hidden back behind the platform or away from the congregation. I want these signs, wonders, and miracles to become as much a regular part of the life of your church as it was in the book of Acts. I want my healing ministry back in my church in full force. I want the full operation of the gifts of the Spirit back in my church. They've been edged out, and I want them back. Demonstrations of the supernatural are one of the major distinguishing marks of my glorious church and should be a common occurrence. Do what I did. I am your pattern for my glorious church. Preach, teach, and heal.
Yeah.
And so there's an awakening that's coming to the church. We keep talking about we need an awakening in Washington. We do, but we need an awakening.
That's right.
Pastors need an awakening. Preachers need an awakening. The church needs an awakening. And Terry, I believe that we are in the culmination of the former and the latter rain, the outpouring of heaven upon this nation, the outpouring of heaven upon the church, and the outpouring of heaven upon the nations. That there are moves of the Spirit going on in the nations, even in the toughest nations, even what we consider to be the toughest nations. There are remnants of believers in places in the Middle East that are holding the fort for the Word of God. And those nations are going to rise up, and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior to the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
So there's an awakening in our nation, there's an awakening in your nation, and there's a new birth that is taking place in our nation right now. And the United States of America is a country, a nation of righteousness. It is a nation of God. And there are things that are changing in the Spirit right now. There are people literally being pulled down from their offices that are in because they are so against God. They are so contrary to God. And there is a major shift that is taking place in our nation. And there's an outpouring of the Holy Spirit from top to bottom and all the way around that cannot be denied. It cannot be denied. And there is going to be outpourings in our public schools that no government official can stop it, can deny it, can hold it back, because it is a tsunami of the glory of God that is just a wave that is coming over this nation in its new birth. And it's a new day, and it's a new hour, and this nation is not failing, but we are pressing on to the manifestation of what God said in this word. Hear my words, America. I have a new nation in my heart and in my mind. The door is open. Step through it.
And this is how we step through it. We step through it by faith. Well, it doesn't look like that. Did you know what they did? Did you know what those did? Did you know what he said? What she said? Who cares? All of that is nothing before the throne of God when the people of God will say and believe and do and act on what God says and what he says for us to do.
Here's what I want us to do, Terry. We're going to pray over this nation.
Glory.
And I'm asking all of you who are watching us around the world, as this word said, I have people all over this world that are praying for the United States in this very hour. In this very hour, let's join in agreement over the United States of America. I'm going to ask you to lead that prayer. Let's do that right now. Come on, let's pray.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift America to you.
Yes, Lord.
We do it, Lord, in faith, knowing that
you
have a plan, that you established this nation upon.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, sir, that it's not too late, not too dark. There is no darkness too dark for the light of the gospel to be snuffed out. We say in the name of Jesus, according to this word, that we have a new birth of our nation.
A new birth.
Lord, we don't even know what all that might look like. But by faith we believe, by faith we receive, by faith we expect, by faith we call for it, because we know it's good. We know it's big. We know it's grand. And we thank you, sir, this nation again will rise as the standard of the testimony of the goodness of God. Rise as a standard among all the nations of the goodness of God and the light of the glorious gospel. And that Jesus is not just another religious figure.
Thank
but
you,
no,
Lord.
Jesus is alive.
Praise
Jesus
God.
Is Lord. Now, I believe that there are people, you need to open your heart and be willing to let God use you in government and in
Jesus.
Political
That's
realms.
Right.
We've got to jump in,
get in it,
participate,
Thank
be a part,
you,
take over.
Thank you, Father.
Pursue, overtake,
and recover all.
Recover
Thank
all.
You,
recover all. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. I pray over
Praise
every man and woman,
God.
Lord, that there is
Thank
a tug
you,
on their heart, that you are calling them into service, whether it's the city librarian, the city council, volunteer, Senate, House, governor, whatever it may be, staff worker, influence, places of influence, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
Praise
open
God.
Their eyes, tug on their heart,
Praise
cause them
you,
to have
Jesus.
Ears to hear, and Lord, they'll be obedient to you, and we will overtake
glory to, God.
To the glory
to
of God,
God,
the goodness
Thank
of God,
you,
the mercy of God, the love of God.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Amen.
Jesus is Lord
Amen
over this
that.
Nation.
Yes.
And Jesus is Lord over the nations.
Amen. All nations.
All nations. All nations. So as this word finishes up, rejoice and be glad, because I've given you your nation back, and the manifestation of his birth is at hand. So rejoice, lift up your head, and be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Terry and I will be right back. You stay with us.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. May 14th through 16th, the Copelands welcome you to the 2015 South Africa Victory Campaign at Rhema Church in Randburg, South Africa. June 5th and 6th, come experience the 2015 Peru Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland in Lima, Peru at the Eduardo Vivos Coliseum in San Borja. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas.
So as we were wrapping up that first segment that we did, I heard this word, so give. Why? Because this is part of how we turn the nation around, is the preaching of the gospel and just spreading it as hard and fast as we can. Spreading the gospel, sowing into the spreading of the gospel, especially the gospel of power, the gospel of faith, not a has-been gospel, not a yesterday gospel, but a here and a now, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever, that kind of gospel.
Yep.
When you sow into that, then you're turning it right back around to affect your life in the nation. It affects everything from taxes to the just every aspect of our lives. So yes. This is offering day. We receive your offerings. We receive your gift. We receive your sowing by faith. And we promise you, we will take it and preach the gospel, not just lightly from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around, but with all the force
Praise
and might
God.
And strength and power and fortitude of faith that we possibly know how to give every available
That's
voice.
Right. That's
and
right.
we're doing it together with you, our partners. I bless you in the name of Jesus.
Praise
bless
God.
Your giving in the name of Jesus and expect a return and a harvest in your life.
Amen. 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 Listen, I want to remind you that a condensed version of this teaching, what we've done all week long, is within a 30-minute format that we taught. It's on the internet. The information is there before you. Also on kcm.org, you can get a copy, a download of the 2015 prophetic words. And we are walking in that prophetic word. It's the year of the open door. It is the year of visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations. It is the year of the overcomer. Any overcomers in here?
Amen.
Yes,
Ooh,
amen. We are overcomers.
Run through a troop, leap over a wall.
That's right. And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word mm-hmm. of our testimony. Listen, we want to encourage you to go to church this weekend.
That's right.
If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we invite you to come out to Eagle Mountain. There's a move of God going on there. It's an outpouring of unprecedented...
For us, it is.
For us,
Hallelujah.
It is. It really
We're
is.
Pressing.
And so, go back to the website. You can watch these broadcasts over and over again.
You can watch the service, our church service.
And you can watch our
EMIC
church, EMIC.org.
That's Eagle Mountain International Church, EMIC.org.
.org.
And watch the services.
And
we have partner churches that they go to church and then there a lot of their people go home and watch with us to get a double whammy.
They're watching. Now listen, next week, Brother Savelle and Kenneth Copeland are going to be on the broadcast. Until next time, this is Pastor George and Terry Pearson's reminding you that God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
A lot of things have already been happening in the kingdom of God. You just don't see it on the news. Mm-hmm. But anytime all that's going on, you may rest assured that grace much more is abounding
right.
and something a whole lot bigger than that is taking place.
That's right. God has never let the devil have the final
Not party. One time.
Never.
Not one time. You don't want to miss these broadcasts, I'm telling you.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.